Two nights ago, I was in New Jersey giving a talk and then having a dialogue with Mitch Albom of Tuesdays with Maury fame and five people who we had here recently to speak about his book, Have a Little Faith. And Have a Little Faith is based in part, as you may know, on a Detroit pastor and the rabbi that Mitch grew up with. And this was a memorial lecture in honor of that rabbi. So I gave the lecture and then we had a question and answer. And in the midst of the question and answer, Mitch said to me, Rabbi Lewis, that's the rabbi he grew up with, once told him that the two most common questions he got as a rabbi were, do you believe in God? And what happens to us after we die? So he said to me, what's the most common question you've received as a rabbi? And I said, almost without thinking, parking. If you ask about the volume of calls, I mean, if you go down and you see two people arguing in the synagogue, it's generally not a theological dispute. It's not one person saying, no, I really believe that God's transcendence and immanence don't contradict each other. It's usually, you're in my spot. And I bring this up because the truth is that human beings are localized creatures. We all live somewhere, sit somewhere, walk somewhere. We have a spatial location. There is, in fact, in the halakha, in Jewish law, this idea of a makom kavua, which means a fixed place. And those of you who come here every week know, if someone is in your seat, it's profoundly disturbing. It really is. It's like, don't you know that it's somehow divinely ordained? I sit here every week. And that brings us to this morning's Torah and Haftarah reading. Because generally, you probably didn't hear that, but I heard angels all of a sudden singing. Generally speaking, we don't think of Judaism as spatially as we do temporally. That is, we were a wandering people, and Heschel speaks about, the theologian Abraham Joshua Heschel speaks about Sabbath being a cathedral in time. He said Jews didn't so much build cathedrals, right? You don't wander through Europe looking at magnificent synagogues, although there are some. Generally, we think, says Heschel, of how we build a cathedral in time. Each Shabbat, as we wandered, and it's a beautiful image, we built this moving cathedral. But this morning, we're talking about building the temple. And the temple was a place where Jewish hopes and dreams and prayers were localized for generations before it was destroyed, and then rebuilt in an attempt to recapture that before it was destroyed again. And so we have to appreciate that this notion of sacred space is very much a part of the Jewish tradition, but in a certain way, because what we read this morning is that God says to Israel, Asuli Mikdash, build me a sanctuary, Vishachanti Bitocham, which means, and I will dwell among you. It doesn't say I'll dwell in it. There's never the idea that God lives at the temple. Rather, if you designate a place where you will feel different, then I can be among you. Because we do feel different in different places. When you walk into your own home, the air feels different from someone else's home. When you walk into this sanctuary, you're affected by the way it looks and the space and the way it's created. It's what Churchill said. He said, we shape our buildings, and then our buildings shape us. How you sit here, the lines of sight, who you can see and who you cannot see. If you're sitting in front, the fact that you can't see people behind you. How the ark is shaped, the idea that this is supposed to be a tent, which you may not have known. But that's the idea of the architecture of the place. It all affects us. We're different in different places. And so building a temple was not really an attempt to find God a place to live in this world. It was an attempt to create a different sense among people so that they could meet God, Vishachanti Bitocham, and then I can dwell among you. This whole idea is beautifully summarized in the Hasidic story that Elie Wiesel tells and retells about the seer of Lublin, who, when he was a child, used to go off into the forest. The seer of Lublin grew up to be a great Hasidic master. And when he was a child, he used to go off into the forest, and his parents, you know, they didn't want to restrict their child's freedom to explore, but the forest is not that safe a place for little kids. So one day his father pulls him aside and says, "You know, I notice every day you're going into the forest, and I wonder, what are you doing there?" And he says, "Well, I go there to find God." And his father said, "That's very beautiful, and I'm glad that you're searching for God. But don't you know, my son, that God is the same everywhere?" And the boy said, "God is, but I'm not." So when you build a temple, it's an attempt to feel different. And when you come into a sanctuary, part of what we seek to do is not to show you that God is here and not on Wilshire Boulevard. Because God's the same everywhere, but we're not. And so when we build the structures of our lives, we have to remember that there are some structures that open us more to God's presence. And although God's presence may be everywhere, our receptivity to God's presence changes from day to day, from minute to minute, and most certainly from place to place.